produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, The Growing Truth About Cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. Fridays, we roll into the weekend with a fun mix here on The Stash. First up today, we'll hear an interview with Russ Belleville, Oregon Normal's webmaster. We'll talk about what it takes to create some digital activism. We'll also hear from Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre, on how to have a safer summer in Colorado and across the country. Looking at traveling green this summer, Jess Gosshorn will give us the cannabis rundown of the United Kingdom. Music on The Stash today features Spearhead from the Hempilation 2 album. We kick back with some great tunes every day here on The Stash. We also have Pod Safe comedy mix of content from podshow.com today. We'll check in on our weekly web polling with a tally of all your votes and wrap things up with Pod Safe hip hop music, all here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, The Growing Truth About Cannabis, and the best way to start your weekend. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. Welcome back here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. We've assembled a sweet Friday mix for you today. Take a moment to join us at Normal. Visit norml.org. On Fridays, you can hear the latest news from Normal on the Normal News Podcast. Visit normalaudiostash.com for links to this week's stories, text feeds, and MP3 audio downloads. Let's get into our first segment today, an interview with Oregon Normal's webmaster, Russ Belleville. Russ is truly a jack of all trades when it comes to digital media. He's a website guru, author, graphic designer, software instructor, and television show host. Now we've even got him podcasting. Radical Russ speaks with us today about creating a good website that promotes digital activism. We're here with Russ Belleville, author, television host, and webmaster for Oregon Normal. Check out the website at ornorml.org. Russ, the Oregon Normal website looks just awesome up there, and you've been working on it for about a year.
Oh, well, thanks, Chris. You know, the website was all volunteer run, and what we had was it was one of those bulletin board types of programs so that people could post, their own posts and have comments and replies to it. But not a lot, not a lot graphically driven, not a lot of current events other than what people would post, and especially not a lot of educational materials or anything like that. So my goal in getting the website and taking it over was to make something that I thought would be visually appealing, that would catch people who are new to the movement, because recruitment's one of our big things, but also be something that would be useful for people who have a lot of experience with the movement as well.
You got a lot going on up there at OregonNormal.org. Flash animations, great graphics. How do you make up these graphic tools that are so important to a good website?
Well, it's just invaluable. I'm kind of lucky in that, my background is I'm a computer software instructor, so I've gotten to have my hands on a lot of these graphic tools and these design tools. And I do a little of that myself, the things like the background wallpapers or the icons on the side or, something really quick. But for the really heavy lifting, you have to have someone who specializes in that. We're really fortunate that in Oregon, as a medical marijuana state, we have many people who we meet through the medical marijuana meetings who are also very talented. Our graphic designers that did the flash banner, for example, another one of our board members, David Bram, is our technical advisor, or technical administrator, I should say. So he's the one who takes care of the code parts of the website, getting the domains registered. He also does a lot of those great graphics. That main Oregon Normal logo, that's our trademark logo, is his design as well. So, yeah, it's not I do a lot of the updates and such, but it's not by any means just a one-man operation. There's a lot of volunteers that go into this.
Now, this site has really become a starting point for folks in the Northwest looking for any information on medical marijuana.
Well, it's kind of funny. We were looking up on Google the other day, you know, doing some ego surfing, I guess you'd call it, and put in Oregon marijuana, those two words, into Google. And the first page was Department of Justice. The second page was the Oregon Medical Marijuana State page. And the third page was Oregon Normal. So that's something to be said for that. We're pretty proud that that we're getting people's, you know, getting the education to people and the truth about marijuana.
And Russ, with so much information about cannabis out there, you know, how hard a job is it to pick and choose the news and information that goes up on the site?
Well, boy, you know, it can be tough, and you know, so many of us know so much about this movement. We want to tell everybody about everything, industrial hemp, medical marijuana, you know, medicinal cannabis, you know, every nook and cranny. And you also, what I try to do is to remember, is to try to do what we do best and to focus on what our mission is. And that is, number one, I want the website to be a calendar of current events, you know, what is happening. If I'm a person who wants to get involved, when I go to that website, I can easily tell when the meetings are happening, when the marches are happening, when the legislative events are happening, and so on. So a calendar, you know, first and foremost. The second is our, you know, political aims, that we want to get people educated about the bills that are happening in the Oregon legislature and at the federal level. So we post these bills, our opinions on them, you know, whether we support or don't support the bills, and who the senators or representatives are to call in specific, you know, targeted campaigns. The third feature that we would have would then be the educational part, where we try to educate people on industrial hemp, medical marijuana, recreational cannabis. But on that side, you know, there are so many websites that do such a great job of that. Of course, National Normal being one of them, of course. So, you know, if I have to short some of that to get the current events up, you know, I will. You know, we can't be everything to everyone, but so we try to focus on our mission.
Russ, you're also a television program host. What's the public's response been to the TV show and the Oregon Normal website?
Well, you know, they kind of, one dovetails into the other. We promote the show a lot on the website, and I'm just now getting some of the media from, you know, some of the shows from the website. I'm sorry, some of the shows from the cable access up onto the website for people to see in QuickTime format. But the show, you know, we've been doing, I've been a part of this for about a year. We're on twice a month, and we take live calls, so it's always interesting to hear from the community. We get nothing, you know, we get a whole lot of praise from the people in the community who are saying things like, you know, we're glad that people are out there telling the truth about marijuana. We're glad that there's people who are standing up for our rights. So we get plenty of positive feedback. We also try to, you know, interview the people who are involved in the movement, some of the medical marijuana doctors who are out there, some candidates. We've had a governor's candidate on our show, the Green Party candidate on our show, to interview him, Joe Keating, for governor, sheriff's candidates, so, you know, city council candidates. So we really try to be, you know, the legitimate political organization that Normal is known to be in throughout the world, in Oregon and America.
So do you think that websites and media like television, this whole digital activism movement, is where the marijuana law reform movement will find some future support?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, the Internet, and, you know, thank God that Al Gore invented it, that the Internet is going to be what revolutionizes for us. You know, marching in the streets is a beautiful thing and a great political symbol, but not everybody has that ability, or not everyone lives in a city. You know, I actually grew up living in a small town in Idaho, and so the option to march wasn't necessarily there. But people in small towns all over the country now can mobilize on the Internet through independent media. There's a lot of cable access in most of the larger cities. Oregon's great that way, in that they have a really good community media system that's very affordable to get involved with. I do believe that this will be a digital revolution.
Radical Russ Belville, thanks again for joining us here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
All right, thank you, Chris. Keep up the good work.
A big thanks to Russ Belville for joining us here today on the Audio Stash. Links up to Oregon Normal's website, where you will find clips of the television program and Russ's writing, are up at normalaudiostash.com. Next up today, we'll hear from Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre, on how to have a safer summer, especially in Colorado.
Are you going to have a safer summer? Join Normal in supporting Colorado's homegrown activists. Supporters of marijuana law reform will have a great opportunity to help change the course of history this summer when Normal partners with Safer Alternatives for Enjoyable Recreation, SAFER, to attempt to build on their November 2005 success in passing a zero-fine ordinance for 1 ounce of marijuana in the city of Denver. Our main target for 2006, the state of Colorado. There are two primary ways listeners can join this important project. First, if you're listening to this podcast and you reside in Colorado, you are duty-bound to contact SAFER. You can contact them at safercolorado.org and get involved in your own self-liberation. Now's the time. Today's the day. Residents of the Rocky Mountain High State are the only ones who can legally gather the signatures required to place SAFER's initiative on the fall ballot before their fellow Coloradans. Non-residents for Colorado can also play a crucial and deciding role in this exciting grassroots campaign. If you've got the time and want to see one of the country's most beautiful states, please sign up for SAFER's MVP, Marijuana Voter Project. Out-of-state supporters of Normal are going to Colorado this summer to register voters, and you and your like-minded friends are welcome to be part of this historic statewide initiative. Interested freedom fighters outside of Colorado who want to join SAFER's MVP need to email them at mail@saferchoice.org. If you can't make it out to Colorado but still want to play a significant role in removing all criminal and civil penalties for 1 ounce of ganja, Normal and SAFER need donations from citizens who care about ending marijuana prohibition, funds used for the specific purposes of supporting SAFER's all-important voter registration and petition signature drives, campaign publicity, and minimal staffing in Colorado. Normal has chosen to work with SAFER because of their simple message: marijuana is safer than alcohol, and Americans deserve a choice between the two. We and your country need your help to change these laws and change the world. I'm Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C.
Everyone out there in the Rockies has a chance to really get involved this summer by supporting SAFER. Now we're going to look at Traveling Green with Jess Gosshorn and what cannabis consumers will expect traveling in the United Kingdom. With Jess Gosshorn talking about Traveling Green here on the Audio Stash. Welcome to the show today, Jess.
Thank you, Chris.
Jess, you lived over in the UK for some time. Tell us about your experience as an American living there.
Well, I had a very good reception as an American living in the United Kingdom. You know, Britain is a very Atlanticist country. They have a special relationship with the United States. And in general, I didn't encounter any anti-American sentiment. Of course, with the recent politics involving the war in Iraq and everything like that, people do want to discuss your opinion of George Bush and of U.S. policy in general. But I found that people were very open-minded and accepting towards Americans over there.
Now, they have a different approach to marijuana, especially in London. Tell us about some of the changes in the UK.
Well, they do actually have a quite different approach, and I think that they have made very favorable changes to their marijuana policy in the last several years. In January of 2004, the government downgraded cannabis from a Class B to a Class C drug, and this was actually the first substantial change to the nation's drug act since 1971. And under this reclassification, individuals found in possession of personal use amounts of marijuana are cautioned by police, but they are no longer arrested. However, cannabis still is a controlled drug, and possession, production, and supply remains illegal. Only the penalties for these offenses have changed. It's now very unlikely that adults caught in possession of pot will be arrested. Most offenses for possession result in a simple warning and confiscation. There is exceptions to this, however. For example, if you're disrupting public order, if you're in possession of cannabis in the vicinity of premises used by children, such as a school ground. But I don't know if it would also be useful to make a note of how the drug classification system works over there in Britain. drugs are classified by three schedules, Class A, Class B, and Class C. Class A drugs are considered to be the most dangerous and carry the most severe level of penalty. These include ecstasy, LSD, heroin, crack cocaine, injected methamphetamines, and mushrooms. And possession of these warrants a sentence of up to 7 years in prison or an unlimited fine. And distribution of those substances can result in both life in prison and an unlimited fine. Class B drugs, which was cannabis's former classification, are amphetamines, Ritalin, and Vicodin. And possession of these results in 5 years in prison and an unlimited fine, and a person caught selling them can be slapped with a 14-year prison sentence and an unlimited fine. But with the new classification of cannabis, Class C, which also includes some tranquilizers, painkillers, and GHB and ketamine, the maximum penalty for possession is 2 years in jail, and the maximum penalty for distribution is 14 years in prison. However, I think while the UK has yet to remove marijuana from criminal hands, they have made a very positive step towards reducing penalties associated with responsible marijuana use by adults. And the way the law has been exercised is essentially a policy of de facto decriminalization. The law reform was supported by a majority of Britons, especially those in the younger generation, and according to a survey published in the London-based paper The Daily Telegraph, nearly three-quarters of respondents under the age of 35 said that a distinction should be made between hard drugs and soft drugs, cannabis being a soft drug and hard drugs being drugs like cocaine and heroin and ecstasy. And the survey also demonstrated that young people believe that cannabis is less harmful and addictive than alcohol and tobacco, which are widely used among the British youth. I think it's inspirational that the UK has taken these positive steps towards marijuana law reform.
When you're in London, can you actually see this more relaxed attitude, you know, out on the streets?
They do have a more relaxed attitude, and while it would be frowned upon in certain settings to be smoking openly, if you were, say, smoking a spliff in one of the many parks of London, the police wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't really bat an eyelash. You wouldn't be arrested for it. It's quite common, especially in certain areas of town. Camden, for one, Brixton in South London is another great example of it. They've had a Rastafarian community living there for over 30 years now, and it's been very widely known and tolerated that, you know, that people do smoke and in some cases sell cannabis openly there, and it's just, you know, it's considered a fact of life. They don't have the same view as the American government that it's something that they can eradicate from the culture. So.
And wasn't there a long-running open-air hash market in London?
There was, which they've been trying to crack down on that in Brixton in South London in the last few years because they think that it, you know, is creating a atmosphere of crime and they think it's increasing crime. So they've actually introduced a policy in that area to continue to arrest certain people, you know, even for small amounts of cannabis just because of the problems in that locality. It also happens to be surrounded by some, you know, not so privileged neighborhoods, and so they have a lot of other issues going on there as well, not just cannabis, but other issues with hard drugs such as crack cocaine and heroin.
Oh, Jess, thanks for helping us take a look at what's happening in the UK today, and would you recommend it for American travelers?
I would absolutely recommend London for American travelers, yes.
Sounds like Americans will have a good time over there in London this summer. Next up today, it's time for a nice Friday laugh. The best way to start your weekend is with a smile on your face and a green twinkling in your eye, perhaps. This is a mix of content found up at podshow.com. It's the place for pod-safe music and comedy.
People Radio Theater presents Holmes in 30 Seconds. This episode, Hound of the Baskervilles. And go.
Oh, my dear Holmes, stop shooting up for a moment.
Never. Baby needs his candy.
Yeah, very well. There are reports of a devil hound on the moors of Morrishire or Devonmore or some such English place.
Quick, to the Holmesmobile. The game's afoot.
There is no Holmesmobile, is there?
I did say afoot.
Good God, what was that?
Clearly, the howl of a dog trained to wreak havoc on the locals in a complex inheritance plot of some kind. Oh, God, Watson, what are we standing in?
Oh, we're trapped in this quicksand. Well, Holmes, this case has gone to the dogs.
Don't make me hit you with this violin.
Very well, then. Play us out, won't you?
Righto.
Time.
There are rats, there are bats, there are stinky, mangy cats, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There are weasels, there are skunks, there are bandits, there are punks, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With their quips and their quiddities, their fees and their contingencies, There are lice, there are mice, there are lots of things not nice, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. But the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With the res ipso loquitur and the respondeat superior. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There's thrombosis, halitosis, and there's diverticulosis, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. Diarrhea, gonorrhea, and seborrhea, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With their proximate causes and their escape clauses. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With affirmative defenses, I would rather see a dentist. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer.
That was a comedy mix from podshow.com. Very creative stuff up there. We love to laugh here on the Audio Stash. Next up, folks, it is some kickin' stash music. This is Spearhead from the Hempilation 2 album.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompousness of love.
That's right, that's right.
People talking about me crazy, crazy, baby.
So crazy.
Say I'm doing you wrong. Say I'm doing you oh so wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby. Don't you worry, baby. Cause I'll be right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker and I'm a grinner. I'm a lover and I'm a sinner. I'm playing my music in the sun. Cause I'm a joker and I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. And I don't wanna hurt no one. Cause I'm a picker and I'm a grinner. I'm a lover and I'm a sinner. Playing my music in the sun. Cause I'm a joker and I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. Get my loving on the run.
Ooh.
That's Spearhead from the Hempelation 2 album here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. You can still vote on the Thursday poll. Just visit normalaudiostash.com and click your opinion right on over. Let's wrap things up today with some PodSafe music from podshow.com. I gotta thank them again up there at PodShow for this incredible service. It allows us to showcase independent talent here at Normal's Daily Audio Stash and allows all podcasters the chance to add high-quality music to their programs. So let's get it started with this hip-hop track from the artist J-Dox. We got links to him up at normalaudiostash.com.
Sad when true creative geniuses are labeled as madmen, not fully understood, ahead of their time, ideas, concepts, and designs all dismissed from the pessimist perspective, who have no definition for the term objective, yet and still, we must strive for perfection, forward direction, encountering rejection at every turn. Some of us learn to take it in stride, while the rest keep it inside, pledging allegiance to pride and perseverance. We endure despite tremendous interference, odds insurmountable, hold ourselves accountable only. We true pioneers like Shoshone Indians, but then again men are hindering our progress, and the A&R are far less receptive, refusing to accept this. Their main objective seems to be imitate the next ish, tried and true, proven, but why not attempt to outdo what the other man is doing? Stewing in our own juices, we soon realize that this exercise is a useless endeavor, fruitless, produces thoughts about whether there's a better way to do this. Screw this, time to go independent. The only drawback is that it's highly contingent on finance. And since money doesn't grow on plants, reality stings like fire ants. But our craft is not abandoned, we keep advancing, and our talents keep expanding. No Pulitzers or Nobel Prizes, the need to create is what navigates and guides us. We choose to lead and not to follow, like the imitators who'll be biting us tomorrow. In the grooves we resonate, in slow-mo or solo, creating new moods to elevate our listeners. And I could care less about whispers from the critics, have a mind and knock them out like Lennox or Riddick. The sharp ones and true heads will get it, while the parasitic niggas are presented with a did it.
PodSafe music here on the Audio Stash. If you're a band or artist, send us an email if you'd like to be included in the show. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Thanks to Russ Belleville, Jess Gosshorn, and Alan St. Pierre for contributing to today's show. PodShow.com for all the great PodSafe music and comedy. We feature Carne Cruda in our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show and to link up with any episodes you might have missed this week. Thanks to Red Aphid Interactive Media for the podcasting technology. If you listen to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, vote for us at PodcastAlley.com. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.